I greet you with the greeting words of peace, Shalom. The philosophy of Kemetic spirituality proudly presents a life-centered life. We wish the information that is shared will enlighten you and guide you on your uphill path. Blessings. Timeless cycles for African people. In this world today, we have begun to forget the way of Mayat. However, we will always be able to refer back to the abundant writing of Kemet to study the teachings of our African ancestors for guidance and understanding. Their writings were intended for us, for prosperity. Let us open their books and read them, says an ancient text. It is not that we have forgotten, but that we no longer acknowledge our traditions, our way. The way of Maat is innate in our being. Maat is primal, biological urge of indigenous people. The people of Kemet call themselves Remesh, the people. In tomb reliefs, many different nationalities of people were represented. In the tomb of Ramses, there are six nationalities of men depicted. Southern African nations are shown having the same color, manner, and dress as the Kemites. Though there are designated as different national groups, whenever foreigners came into the country, they were Kemet-sized, adopting the culture and ways of Kemet. On the contrary, the people of Kemet did not adopt foreign customs or foreign gods, while the other had foreigners did adopt Kemetic customs, dress, practice, etc. Furthermore, maintaining Kemetic control of Kemet was always at the forefront, Kemet foreign policy. The Kemites advocated independence of their country. Advocating independence of one country must not merely imply separation and concern for only one group of people, because the survival of all people depends upon all people uniting into one family, the people of Earth family. All have a Mayashin or moral responsibility to be concerned about the fate of all people, not just their own single nation. Unity and unity of purpose does not imply that everything must be alike. It does not mean forcing integration of people, ideas, and culture. That we are all related, namely being the same species, does not make us exactly the same. There is diversity of species in nature. There is diversity of language and cultures. Everyone is not the same. Humans can be compared to a tree with roots and a trunk with many branches, twigs, and leaves. The tree must remain whole to be healthy. We cannot allow the destruction of the branches of the human family, for then, in actuality, the tree would die. Harmonious balance of the branches is needed for good health of planet Earth. And therein lies the essence of Mayat, the adaptation of all the various parts, elements of creation, to form a healthy, connected whole, agreement between the different parts as to produce unity of effect and a authenticity pleasing whole. The parts of the body produce body harmony, and the parts of the universe produce universal harmony. By each group of people on Earth understanding their relationship to the whole, to live a life-centered life, Mayat means understanding the differences of people of the planet Earth. It makes sense of our differences by seeking understanding of each other. We need to recognize and appreciate that a variety of meaning and interpretations of differences of what ultimately make life Mayat. A particular way of living, a worldview different from the people on Earth. No matter how ideally our own unique identity serve us, one's own orientation and worldview is not the same for all people. Life does not require that all people be the same. Relationships do not imply conformity. The parts of the whole need to continue to exist in their many forms in order for the whole to exist. Along with this must come an understanding of self and a real appreciation for what we are. This is essential to our existence and the continued existence of the planet Earth. Only people who know and understand themselves can be real contributors to maintain Mayat on Earth. Know the world in yourself. Never look for yourself in the world, for this would be to project your illusions. This podcast was brought to you by the philosophy of Kemetic spirituality. We wish the information that was shared will enlighten you and guide you on your uphill path. Blessings.